Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mississippi State University Forage Field Day. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Forage Specialist. Rocky, the Forage Field Day is a super interesting event. What is this Forage Field Day all about?
Amy, the Forage Field Day is an event that allows producers across the state and also neighboring state to learn about new management practices for forage production. That includes the management of new summer annual varieties, but also how they can graze those varieties and try to get the best utilization of those 4 years for livestock production.
Tell me more about what folks will learn here.
Folks will learn a very diverse number of topics. Some of that include the new brown midrib sorghum Sudan grasses per millet for sorghums that are in the market. Those have not been explored very well in the South, and I think there's an opportunity for them to see how they can incorporate those into their pastures, but also in the hay production systems. But also we're going to have some grazing demonstrations. We'll talk about some of the economics of utilizing these forage production systems, but also what is the management from the point of view of fertility and also the incorporation of alfalfa into the system for increasing quality of the grasses in the summertime.
Who comes to this event?
This event is pretty much open to anybody interested in forage and livestock productions, including producers, researchers, industry, and state agencies that deal with producers and forage production.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this event, like, you know, the types of varieties of grass or forage that will be talked about, or what folks should wear to this event?
One of the things that we're going to focus on in the event is looking at some of the summer annuals. Crabgrass is one of them that we're going to be displaying. There are a lot of new varieties in the market that producers are not aware of. And as I mentioned before, looking at some of the brown midribs, sorghum Sudan grasses, forage sorghums, sorghum Sudan, and per millets that can incorporate it into this type of systems, but also some of the alfalfa work that we're doing here on campus and how we incorporate alfalfa into the forage production system across the state of Mississippi as well. One thing that's very important is that anybody that plans to tent should be prepared to be outdoors. That's one of the reasons we're going to start this field day very early in the morning to try to mitigate some of the heat that we usually have in July, but be prepared to be outdoor, hands-on, and dressed very comfortably.
So no open-toed shoes, no flip-flops or anything like that.
That's correct.
Bring your sunglasses and your wide-brim hats and your
sunscreen.
Will there be any meals or refreshments?
Meal and refreshment will be provided. Those are free to the attendees, and that will happen at lunchtime.
Is there anything you want to say about the types of speakers?
We have a very diverse group of speakers. Most of them are from Mississippi State University that are very involved in forage production and grazing system. That we have Dr. Burr Rushing from the Coastal Plain Experiment Station, which is going to cover some of the topics. Dr. Josh Maple here on campus, he's going to talk about some of the economics involved in this type of system. We also have a couple of interim students working on research projects and extension projects this summer. So they're going to be involved also in talking about their projects and what impact we'll have in forage production in Mississippi. And we'll also be covering quite a bit of range of different topics, also including pest management in some of these forage grasses. We have lately a couple of pests that have impacted forage production across the South, such as the Bermuda grass stem maggot, sugarcane aphids, and army worms. And we're going to talk about how to manage those.
And this stuff is really important because it can truly affect the bottom line of your operation.
That's correct.
When and where will the Forage Field Day be held, and where can we go for more information or to register?
The field day will be held here at the Forage Unit at the South Farm of Mississippi State Campus. The address is 70 Agronomy Road. We'll have signs posted for people to get to the field day very easily. This field day will occur on July 17th. Race range will start at 7:30 in the morning, and we'll start with the program at 8, and the program will run until about noon. For registration, they can go to MississippiForages.com and click on the event tabs and scroll to the bottom of the event tabs, and there's a registration link that they can do online. Or they can call Kathy Johnson at 662-325-2701. Pre-registration is required because we make sure that we have enough meal for everybody.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.